Once again, toxic red tide algae is blooming along Florida's west coast. There are reports from Pinellas all the way down to Collier counties. And in Sarasota County, there have been people who have been experiencing respiratory irritations. Health News Florida's Jessica Mazaros reports on new research looking into the long-term health effects of the toxins, including some neurological issues.
Clear waves foam up and roll onto the white sand of Siesta Key Beach. On this sunny October day, people are swimming, tanning, and jogging. Not a sight seen this time last year, when people were coughing, eyes watering, and dead fish were stinking for miles. Barbara Kirkpatrick lives just down the road. She's a scientist who's been studying red tide and how it affects people for two decades. A study she led back in 2001 examined asthma patients over a span of 10 years.
The aerosolized red tide toxin is a trigger for their asthma. And after just a 1 hour walk on the beach during a red tide, people had symptoms for 3 to 5 days after that 1 hour walk on the beach.
One of her patients was Allison Peterson, who at the time lived near Bradenton, about 7 miles inland. Peterson now lives in South Carolina. She spoke to us from her office.
My running partner and I, we would choose running paths along the beach and the water. There was a really nice overpass that went over the bay that we always did, and I started noticing that other than the exercise-induced asthma that I had, that it would get worse.
Peterson says a regular asthma attack feels like a fist wrapping around her lungs, making it hard to breathe.
When I'd have issues from the red tide, it would be more of like a burning, tingling sensation. When I'd take a breath, it didn't feel good, and that in turn would kind of cause the wheezing and make it a little harder to catch my breath.
She would also get headaches, but since moving north, she says she's very rarely had any issues. Peterson says she's curious about the long-term health effects of algae toxins she's been exposed to. Roskamp Institute in Sarasota is studying just that. It's collecting blood and urine samples after some patients also reported headaches and other symptoms during the last red tide event. Dr. Michael Mullen is executive director of Roskamp.
And one of the underlying questions here is, can the neurotoxins create inflammation in the brain? Let's hope that they can't, but if they can, we need to know about that.
So Roskamp is building a bank of people's fluids before and after red tide events that it hopes to share with other researchers.
Remarkably, there are really no long-term exposure data or effects of exposure collected anywhere. And this is the beginning, I hope, of a more substantial database and a biobank in that regard. It really needs to be done.
Mullen joined researchers from Moat Marine Laboratory and Sarasota Memorial Hospital at a press conference this summer, where Congressman Vern Buchanan of Sarasota announced a proposal to fund human health research like this, over $6 million. Barb Kirkpatrick, the scientist we met back on the beach, says she's working with Roskamp Institute on its new database, using one of her old studies.
So we actually reran the data looking specifically at headache as a diagnosis code. And indeed, it was identified, and especially in the older population, which of course we have here in our area.
Kirkpatrick is on the State Harmful Algal Bloom Task Force, which first met in St. Petersburg this past September. The group discussed funding for this issue of chronic exposure to red tide. Kirkpatrick hopes they can identify science gaps that have not yet been funded.
It has been a roller coaster. We usually see an uptick of funding when we've had a red tide. And then if we go for a year, or maybe we get lucky and go a couple years with no red tide, guess what? The funding disappears.
Now, as red tide creeps back up the West Coast, it's an ideal time to secure funding that could lead to a breakthrough in human health research. For Health News Florida, I'm Jessica Mazaros on Siesta Key Beach.
And we should note that Roskamp Institute provides support for WUSF Public Media. That state task force on algae blooms will meet to discuss funding on December 10th.